On June 10th, a new consumer protection website was launched by the Czech Ministry of Agriculture designed to significantly aid in consumer protection. The site is named Potraviny na pranýři, or groceries on the stocks, meaning the old-fashioned wooden kind used to publicly humiliate wrongdoers. The project has been a huge hit with consumers, while many leading supermarket chains are less than thrilled. Dominic Yoon reports.
If there's one department of the Czech state that is viewed by a large number of Czechs as not only efficient and effective, but almost heroic, then it is the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority, or SZPI. They're in the news on a depressingly regular basis, uncovering deceptive relabeling of meats and cheeses on one day and the selling of out-of-date goods the next. One recent well-published example, SZPI inspectors ordered the withdrawal from sale of a particular brand of Polish-made biscuits, as tests showed that they contained far more peanuts, a potentially deadly allergen to some, than was advertised. And that's just one case, out of thousands and thousands. Now, a new website has been launched by the SZPI and the Ministry of Agriculture, which gives consumers an easy overview of what the inspectors have found and where. Want to know about the fungus found on a cheese spread sold in an Albert supermarket in Prague 5 on the 14th of March 2012? Want to know about the Tesco in Prague 10 caught on May the 25th selling salami with a lower level of meat than advertised? How about the odd-tasting ham foam found in a Kaufland in Ostrava on March the 7th? It's all there, and a lot more. On the day of its launch at the start of June, potravininapranirzy.cz says it registered more than 200,000 hits within 24 hours and has had over 4 million visits since its launch. It breaks up products into three categories: those found to be dangerous, those found to be falsified or otherwise lacking correct or crucial information, and finally those foods found to be sold as higher quality than they actually are. The Tesco, Kaufland and Ahold supermarket chains have reportedly fared worst in the listings. Tesco leads with 44 cases of wrongdoing. Pavel Kopšiva is a spokesperson for the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority. I asked him about the point of the website.
Food Pillory Project is here to provide the necessary information so customer can make well-informed decisions. And it's also a tool to provide him with an orientational tool, strengthen his role on the market. Yes, it is very popular and it's beyond our wildest dreams, I can say.
But the site isn't without its critics, with food producers and supermarkets, perhaps understandably, most unhappy. Criticism centres on two key factors. Firstly, the site only lists what the SZPI inspectors have uncovered in absolute terms. Thus, the number of cases attributed to one supermarket or another need not be at all representative. Secondly, producers are arguing that the website doesn't make it sufficiently clear who is to blame for a particular incident. Did the supermarket err and sell perfectly problem-free goods in a deceptive or dangerous manner? Or was it merely the innocent victim of wrongdoing by a producer? Naming and shaming in this case, they argue, may be unfairly hurting reputations. The Ministry of Agriculture, for its part, has promised to improve the site in the future, but Pavel Kopšiva argues that such criticism from producers and sellers are unfair.
All the items that are listed on the website are the official control findings, and we share with consumers every information we've collected from those findings. So we think that this is the most objective way how to inform customers. The other thing is that it's in a large number of cases or large number of items that are listed on the web page, it's impossible to identify who is to blame for the unsatisfactory foodstuff. For example, if the cheese is rotten, it's almost impossible to say whether it's the fault of reseller or this has been the fault from a production already. You know, not even a detective agency can figure this out. And therefore, we would like to deliver the most information to the consumer and let him decide who is to blame.